of a hat.
That's not a rabbit.
No, what is that? It's not a rabbit?
Not a rabbit.
Not a rabbit. National Zoo wants your help in naming a new panda cub. The National Zoo in Washington. What a great place for a zoo. The pandas. Why is there such fascination with pandas? The story
because they're adorable and you want to hug them and well, they look like they could sit on your bed nicely.
My calves are like that.
But people don't have stuffed cows. They have stuffed bears.
Oh, so you want to stuff the panda? How about we'll call this new panda cub, how about Panda? Kenny, you got a daughter named Panda.
I do.
So?
But that's not very creative. That's like calling your
panda
dog.
Panda the Panda Cub. Well, I call my dog from time to time. Dog, come here. Right?
I'm not buying it. You call her by her given name all the time.
Uh-huh.
It'd be boring. You got to think of something fun.
Charlamagne. Yes. Women in my life tend to have Anne as their middle name for whatever the reason. How many people have named their dog with a... You have a middle name for your dog?
She's an Anne.
An Anne.
She's a Buddy Anne, yes.
Right.
And my last cat was Jane, was her middle name.
Jane.
Samantha Jane.
Lovely. 888-302-3684. Checking the news, the essence of what's what and who's who here. Christy won in New Jersey. McAuliffe won in Virginia. And so other than that, New York.
No big shocks. Here's the thing.
Kept going over this.
Can I pose this question to you?
Yes, you can.
Every pundit on every news channel was already predicting these elections like 4 days ago, right?
Yeah.
Do people think because there's already an outcome presented to them that they don't need to go vote? Because voter turnout was low again yesterday, which is a humongous problem because no one's going to vote anymore. So do you think they just think, oh, well, not that I'm sad that Chris Christie lost, I'm sorry that he won. I'm very excited that Chris Christie won. But do you think because people just thought he was a shoo-in, they didn't go vote?
Yes.
Bummer.
I think that's what happens. The news media has done its best to ruin life in America, and this is one example of it. There is all a prognostic. Oh, it looks like he'll win easily, winning by a landslide. The polls say there should be no polls.
Yeah, I don't love polls.
No polls.
And I don't like the exit polls either, so that you don't feel like you have to vote. If you go at like 5 o'clock and you already kind of get the whisper about what people are exit polling, you decide not to go.
Well, that's especially unfair in California.
Oh, it's terrible.
When there are national elections, because by the time you get to the polls closing in California or Washington State or Oregon, Nevada, any of the western states, the election's already pretty much over. So, anyway, there are a lot of things on the ballot that were interesting in terms of whether or not the local interests, like the secession movement in Colorado, the tax on marijuana there.
Yeah, Colorado had some good ones this time around. They had the pot tax, which won, right? There's going to be a new pot tax, which I'm fine with. That's good.
Yeah, right.
And they did not secede in their secession.
No.
They did not succeed in seceding.
Washington State showed voters in the suburb of Seattle, they want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Are you insane? $15 an hour?
Who work at the Seattle-Tacoma airport and the large hotels around the airport.
They only want to raise the minimum wage for people working at the airport?
Yes.
How is that fair?
New Jersey voters approved a constitutional amendment raising the state's minimum wage by a dollar there to $8.25 an hour, and provide for automatic cost of living increases, as 10 other states have done so. This is part of this thinking in our country that everybody deserves something, whether you really deserve it or not. You are entitled to it.
Yeah, you got to get rid of the minimum wage. Let free market dictate what. Let free market
good
and what you're worth.
In this society,
dictate
where half the people are on some kind of dole, getting that one done, Jennifer. 888. So the vote question at the poll at DougStephan.com, you might want to fill out. Did you vote yesterday? A, yes, of course. B, I meant to, but I forgot. How do you forget that, something like that? No, I was too busy. D, nothing to vote for where I live. So your poll results will be, will repeat or will somehow deal with them. For example, yesterday we asked an important question about chocolate-covered potato chips. What do you think And we were talking, there was a story at DougStephan.com yesterday about, who was it, Lay's or somebody wanted to...
It was Lay's. Yeah. And they're crinkle cut. They're not even like the flat potato chips.
28% of you said, I'm curious enough to try them. Really? 27% said they're delicious. 20% of you said, I can't wait to try them. 15% of you said, I think I'll pass. 10%, that sounds awful. Gross.
I think the salty sweet thing has, it's got merit. I like it. Mm-hmm. I'd go for it. I'd at least try it. I don't know if I'd eat a lot of them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could.
Hmm. Well.
But I heard they're going to start tinkering with them. Like for Christmas, they're going to have peppermint potato chips. Ugh. Now that one freaks me out a little bit.
According to the Personal Savings Index from the Consumer Federation of America, 1,000 people participated in a survey that was conducted on American savings. Who's a saver and who's not? Basically, the survey shows the young and the rich want to save. Adults aged 18 to 35 show the most interest in saving. 77% of them gave themselves high marks for being interested in saving. Let's see here. What else is there? Survey found that Americans with household incomes over 100 grand had an even higher interest in saving. Since when do people who make $100,000 a year fit into the rich category? When did that start?
Sounds pretty rich to me at the moment.
Nah. No, it isn't.
No, it's upper. I mean, it's middle class, wouldn't you say? Upper middle class?
I don't even think it's upper middle class. I think upper middle class, $250,000, $300,000 a year. That's. I think that this is... Hey, this is, again, another one of these news media realities, lack of reality, that is this prejudice that is fostered by people in their ignorance about what... If it wasn't for these people, this is more often than not, these are entrepreneurs, people who have started businesses, worked hard, work 20 hours a day, and at the end of 10 years, maybe they got something to show for it. And these are the people that those who don't want to work or who are not interested psychologically or otherwise in accomplishing something, they're happy to take shots at people when they get something for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the way it's supposed to work, is it? 14 after the hour. Let me take another shot at this energy now that Charlotte's calmed down. The best way for you to take care of your energy needs as we move into the future, want to help the environment, see how you can best accomplish that. If you would like to achieve maximum money saving over your electric bill in time, electric energy deregulation aimed at benefiting people around the country, a lot of times these things are passed and they don't really work, but here's an opportunity for you to make the best choice, the one with no chance of disruption of service. It's a company called Viridian. Viridian is free, convenient to choose. There's a clear-cut plan from Viridian, and there's no equipment to install. It's a very compelling option to a critical problem which you all are going to face. So face it well. Do your homework. Viridian Power is the most dependable option by far. It's so easy to do. Just go online to Viridian.com, V-I-R-I-D-I-A-N, Viridian.com/Eastleigh Farm. Ensure the way to get environmentally safe and sound power and saving money at the same time. That's how you put the two items together. Sound power, saving money. This opportunity is yours at Viridian.com/Eastleigh, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, Farm. Guaranteed to be a fun experience, so healthy in so many ways. How to switch to responsible power, explained at Viridian.com/Eastleigh Farm. Improve your power options. Do it now. Viridian.com, Eastleigh/Eastleigh Farms. Click on Become a Customer when you get there. You're going to love saving money and a lot more. Send a message you want to sign up and save at Viridian.com/Eastleigh Farm.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Hi, let's get some deals from the queen of cheap herself, Roberta Fasanelli, brought to you by the folks at Kohl's. The countdown to the holidays is going on. Kohl's expect great things. So, Roberta, what great things do you have for us today?
Oh, let's start with, we have a free sample of Celestial Seasonings Holiday Tea, whatever that means, but they'll give you some free. Coastal.com is giving you your first free pair of glasses. They've got over 300 frames to choose from, and the shipping is only $13, so it's a terrific, terrific deal if you need a pair of new glasses. But you could have only have been a customer of them, never. So this is the first time customers, you get a free pair of glasses. The Disney Store has these incredible fleece pullovers and throws plus free personalization for just $12. Here's something for your holiday shopping. Groupon has a sharper image coupon for the Big Boss blender and soup maker. You know those blenders that like they blend things and you stick things and you make soup and then it cooks the soup for you in the blender? They're normally like around $300 or so. Well, sharper image, the Groupon has it for $49.99 and that's shipped. This is an incredible deal and also makes a great holiday present. And tomorrow, if you're looking for some free coffee, head over to Brugger's Bagels all day long from opening until 2 p.m. You can get free coffee. And the best thing is you don't have to buy anything. You just go in there and ask for your free coffee. But, you know, it'd be good to get a bagel and a schmear while you're in there, you know. It'd be kind of nice for that, too. Coffee and a
bagel and a schmear?
Bagel and a schmear.
What's a schmear?
Oh, my gosh. I guess that's a New York term. A bagel and a schmear. A schmear of, you know, cream cheese or butter.
Like
you know,
a smudge?
You cream cheese. What's a smudge?
I don't... It's a schmear.
A bagel. A bagel and a schmear. You
a schmear and a bagel.
Hey,
yes.
Someone, let me have a toasted bagel and a schmear.
A little schmear.
Yeah.
All right. All these things are listed at the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com.
Yes, they are. And lots more, too.
All right. So I have that information. Coming up in the next half hour, Jennifer's going to check the TV report, including the story of a cast reunited that will probably appeal to many of you. And also, wasn't there some...
People's Choice nominees came out.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. So you got one up on me there.
I know. I always am a few up on you, Dougie.
Oh, you really? Can I quote you on that? 21 after the hour. Good day.
Again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filters. filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Time for us to judge the contestants on last night's Voice. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I will give thumbs up or thumbs down to these performers. It's a good song. Do we like the version being aired on the Voice from last night, Roberta?
Yeah. I like it, actually. Right. I like it a lot.
Jennifer
That's
likes it.
Tough song.
Kenny?
Yeah, it's a tough song. She's doing a nice job with it.
All right, so there's a yes from everybody. I kind of like it, too. Next up, performer Kat Robichaud singing She Keeps Me Warm.
Even if I try, even if I wanted to, my love, my love, my love.
I got a big boo on this one. What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm ready to hit the gong on this one.
All right, what about Jennifer?
I'm with Ken. I'm gonging him.
All right. Roberta?
Now, I'm about to jump off a cliff here.
All right, okay, we can't have that. Get to the next one. Caroline Pennell singing We're Going to Be Friends.
Why is this such a trend?
I think she's like three.
Sounds a little like Joni Mitchell. Who am I thinking about? How old is she?
Probably like 47, I'm guessing. Because this is like a thing now. Like, and everybody loves it. It's like, come on, sing a song for crying out loud. And get off of my lawn. I mean, it sounds cool, but how many women have we heard sing like this lately? A lot.
All right, Jennifer doesn't like this.
No,
lady.
I'm out.
All right, Roberta?
No.
All right, Kenny?
No.
Two down, one up.
It's like kindergarten singing.
All right, next, yeah, right. Josh Logan.
Now we're
talking. From The Voice last night, the contestants trying to do their best. Does nothing for me.
There's that other lady singing it.
All right, what about you, Jennifer? Kenny?
All right, better than last.
Yeah, I don't like the song to begin with.
All right. All right, right, Roberta, you're on an X, too.
No, no,
that's because it's about your ex-wife.
Nice.
Yes.
Do you think I'm crazy?
Yeah. All right, next, Olivia Hankins singing Roar.
Yeah, I like that.
You're Roberta first.
I actually like it.
Yeah? Roar is the song. All right, so Roberta is a yes. What about you, Jennifer?
I like it.
Kenny?
It's okay. Better than the last couple.
Yeah, okay. Sort of like a half of a yes.
Yeah.
All right, Olivia Hankin, we move from her to Stephanie Ann Johnson.
as moonlight.
It's interesting.
Jennifer says, okay. Yes or no?
She can sing, no doubt, right?
I mean, we're asking for your opinion, Goldilocks. Yeah.
Oh, I already did. I think it's interesting.
Okay, so that means good, I guess.
Like
Roberta.
5 minutes ago. Oh, hello.
Nah.
Nah. Kenny?
Nah.
It's okay. I admire her trying the song choice.
I see here. Final contestant, Matthew Schuller.
Oh, boy.
All right, so we got three sort of yes, four no's across. Roberta, what do you think of this?
No, I don't like it at all.
All right. Roberta
Comment.
Was the most negative of all of our judges. So what's new there? Not much. In the next hour of Good Day, we're going to run down the Affordable Boat Act. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Show Tip of the Day. So can dogs and cats get stressed out? The answer is a resounding yes. Let's face it, they live with you and they live with me. But you know, stress is no different for our pets than it is for people. One of the best ways to alleviate stress is by exercise, and one of the biggest problems we have with our pets nowadays is they're not getting enough of it. An exercise program is extremely important in assisting your pet in dealing with stress. Exercise is a known stress reducer, as with human beings, pets may fare remarkably better with exercise if it's included in their daily routine, particularly when done an hour or two before you leave the house. Remember, a tired pet is more likely to sleep and less likely to be destructive. Exercise is really critical. It gets that mind working. It gets that body working. As a behaviorist, the majority of problems I see can really be made better or at least brought under control with a little bit more mental stimulation and a whole lot more exercise. That's what it's all about. Tired dog sleep. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health.
Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Richie probably not back much in the fold into the Doug Steffen family until after the first of the year. It's amazing that we're talking about the first. I got chills, ooh, when I think about the fact that we are at, 3 weeks from tomorrow is Christmas? I mean, is Thanksgiving. Is it 3 weeks from tomorrow or four?
From
four
tomorrow.
Weeks. One, two, three weeks.
Yeah. It's the third Thursday. Yep. In
no, it's not. It's fourth Thursday.
It is the third Thursday. Count it out. It is always the third Thursday.
No, it's not. It's always the fourth Thursday.
No.
Yes.
It's
how much
the third
money?
Thursday.
Put how much
because
on it?
Because wait a second. Let's get the calendar.
Now, the 28th is the fourth Thursday
but
of the month.
But this is the first Thursday, which is already the 7th.
Yeah, and the 14th is the 2nd, the 21st is the 3rd, the 28th is the
4th. Oh, yeah, I meant the 4th Thursday. Hey, at least I admit it when I'm wrong, but you're
coming
right.
Up,
isn't it? Wasn't it the 3rd?
The Affordable Boat Care Act. Let's see what's going on here. Terry McAuliffe scoring a narrow victory over Republican Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli in a closely watched battle in Virginia. Yes, you can.
Cuccinelli?
Well, the headline is McAuliffe edges Cuccinelli. All right, you like that one? New Jersey voters approved a minimum wage increase and also put Chris Christie into a second term in New Jersey. Minimum wage there, 8.25, up from 7.25. That's a lot of the, I think that's the story. Mm-hmm. The minimum wage increases around the country that were voted in referendum style. Marty Walsh elected the next mayor of Boston, one Irishman against another. John Conley was his. It's just either the Italians. The last 20 years has been Mumbles Menino, and now it's going to be another. We go from the Italians to the Irish in Boston. Bill de Blasio. They should call him Bill de Blasio. Blah blah blah. One in New York. You vote for him yesterday, Roberta? Come on.
I didn't vote in New York today. I voted in Nassau County.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that excuse you from? Culpability?
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at the two, I mean, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, because they're both bad.
I don't like either of them.
No, they're both bad. The Toronto mayor admitted to smoking crack in a pretty bizarre press conference. He was drunk when he was smoking crack. Perfect.
Even though 2 days ago he said, oh, no,
Mondo
me,
bizarre.
Drunk, smoking crack? No.
No, we wouldn't want to work that one over. All right, let's see here. A fraction of Americans seeing insurance cancellation, says the White House. What say you? And let's see, what else have we got here? The number of people in Washington. This is another one of these stories that got no news media attention at all yesterday. There was... Mm-hmm. There were thousands and thousands of people protesting in Washington yesterday about the NSA. I'm talking about thousands.
Yeah, but you didn't hear
of
about
people.
It.
No. All these activists were all over the place and not a word in the news media. We were them, mum, on it. Fair to you? No. Now you know, at least having listened to this program, that that was going on. There's a new Vatican survey being sent to parishioners around the world. Questions on gay marriage. Questions on birth control. Questions on things that heretofore have not been asked of Catholics. The Pope has asked bishops to share this 39-question survey with parish priests and parishioners before the end of the year.
I have a question.
Yes?
I mean, that's all swell that they're
swell.
Doing. But shouldn't it be less about what the people think and more about the teachings of the Bible?
Interesting question. No.
I mean, I think we should look at how
the teachings of the Bible are more and more being found to be inaccurate, irrelevant.
I think we should learn how to interpret the Bible a little bit better instead of just taking a
who decides
poll of
what the right
opinion.
Interpretation is. Where did that decision come from?
I don't know. I think it's
same people that decide obscenity and
no. I think we need to take a real look again at the Bible and look through it. Maybe there's a council. I just think it's odd that you would do like a popularity poll to see what fits for a religion instead of what the teachings of the core of the religion are.
Old school might agree with you. New reality is that the church is going to survive kind of like the Republican Party or any electoral. I mean, the religions are the same as political parties. They all are subject to support from the masses, and if you don't have it, you got nothing. And so this is a way of trying to cater, if you will, kowtow, whatever, pander to the masses, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
All right, so you don't like the Pope anymore?
No, I still like the Pope, and I think that it's very forward-thinking that he's trying to pull the people, but I think that if you're going to change church doctrine, you, I mean, it's
well,
not follow
no
with
suggestion
the Bible.
That. He's just getting, looking for
right,
information
he's getting
now.
A pull.
Right, exactly. So U.S. government passed another new law called the Affordable Boat Act, declaring that every citizen has to purchase a new boat by April of next year. These affordable boats cost an average of $54,000 to $155,000 apiece. This does not include taxes, trailers, towing fees, licensing, registration, fuel, docking, storage
I'll
fees, maintenance.
Free.
Now, will there be individual exchanges, or do I have to go through the federal exchange for this?
Well, you'll have to figure that out. The law, let me explain as best I can. The law has been passed because until now, typically only wealthy and financially responsible people have been able to purchase boats. The new law ensures that every American can now have an affordable boat of their own because everybody's entitled to a new boat. If you purchase your boat before the end of the year, you'll get 4 free life jackets and no monthly usage fees for a year.
Sign me up. What a bargain.
In order to make sure everybody purchases an affordable boat, the costs of owning a boat will increase 250 to 400% a year. This way, wealthy people will pay more for something that other people don't want or can't afford to maintain. But to be fair, everybody who can't afford to maintain their boat will be regularly fined, and children under 26 can use their parents' boats to party, and then
awesome.
At the age of 27, they have to purchase their own boat.
Now, this is something I can get behind. I like this. If government at work.
You already have a boat. You can keep yours. No, you can't.
If you like it.
If you don't want to or don't need a boat, you're required to buy one anyway. If you refuse to buy one or can't afford one, you'll be regularly fined $800 till you purchase one or go to jail. Failure to use the boat will also result in fines. People living in the desert, ghettos, inner cities, areas with no access to water don't.
You better sleep in that thing.
If you're old, you get motion sick. Hey, listen, you better be using. Those are not excuses for not using your boat. Government Review Board doesn't know the difference between the port, starboard, or stern of the boat. Will decide everything, including when, where, how often, and for what purpose you can use your boat, along with how many people can ride your boat, and determine if one is too old or healthy enough to be able to use the boat. They're also going to decide if your boat has outlived its usefulness, or if you have to purchase an accessory, several accessories, like a $500 compass. Those who can't afford yachts will be required to buy a smaller boat. It's only fair. The government will also decide the name for each boat. Failure to comply with these rules will result in fines and imprisonment. Government officials exempt from the new law. If they want a boat, they and their families can get boats free at the expense of taxpayers, unions, bankers, and mega companies with large political affiliations, $300,000 or more.
This
all
was,
right.
Like, intense, this whole bit. This was, like, an intensely
affordable
thought of
Boat Act.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So.
I'm in. Sign me up for the SS Obama.
You. The SS Obama.
The sinking ship. But.
That's it. The SS means sinking ship. How many people know who Charlie Trotter is, or I should say?
Oh, I do, and I'm glad he was a friend.
He was. All right, so let's do that. It's a late. Is this too late for it? No, I'll do this. 2020 News Quiz question. You got 3 minutes to figure this out. Who was Charlie Trotter, and why is he in the news? 888-302-3684. I expect this could be part of the television report, Jennifer, could it not?
Not really.
He was kind of, well, even though he wasn't, he was. In a sense, wasn't he? Well, if I give you too much information, that makes it too easy to figure it out. So we'll discuss what I'm suggesting here after you figure out who Charlie Trotter is, T-R-O-T-T-E-R, and why he is in the news. Why was he a well-known public figure? Charlie Trotter in the focus, 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Get it started.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Stacked. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right? Let's get it started. Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This Veterans Day marks the third year of Heinz Ketchup's Our Turn to Serve program. Now, Americans can show appreciation for the U.S. military and raise money for Wounded Warrior Project, an organization that honors and empowers wounded warriors. To participate, scan the QR code on the back of specially marked Heinz Ketchup bottles in restaurants and send personalized thank you cards to be distributed to veterans and active service members by the American Red Cross. Adam Silva, Chief Development Officer, Wounded Warrior Project.
We're proud to work with Heinz Ketchup for the third year of the Our Turn to Serve campaign. Heinz will donate $1 to Wounded Warrior Project for each thank you card sent and an additional 57 cents for each message shared on Facebook, Twitter, or with the hashtag Our Turn to Serve on Instagram, up to $250,000. It's such a simple, meaningful way to say thank you to our veterans and soldiers.
So next time you're dining out, look for the Our Turn to Serve Heinz Ketchup bottle at your table and scan the QR code to send your thanks.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
888-302-3684. Before we get to Jennifer and the television report, let's find out who Charlie Trotter was. Let's see. Edna is, where are you in Ohio?
Nay.
May. Where's May?
Nay. N-E-Y. Oh, it's between, it's...
Nay. That was a congressman from Ohio.
Bob Nay? Or a baseball player. was from Ohio. I forget now.
So they named the town after him?
No.
Oh.
No, Nay, I don't know. I didn't
you know
grow
what?
Up here.
Honestly, Edna, I don't care. I was just asking you for making conversation.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I do care about Charlie Trotter, though.
Yes, he was a famous Chicago chef who passed away.
Young guy.
Yeah, 54 years old. And right. I just happened to have seen it on the internet last night before I went to bed. And so I recognized the name right away.
Is that where you get most of your news when you, in the morning or in the evening, do you look at the internet and sort of check the news sites out?
Well, yeah. Yeah, along the bottom, I have Bing, and they have these little things that are trending, and if it looks interesting, I click on it. So,
mm-hmm. So you don't watch television news? Do you listen to news on the radio much?
The radio. I do not have a TV in my house.
Uh-huh. So do you find anything that you hear on this program shapes your opinion on important issues? Do you listen to any of us and think, oh.
I listen to you, but, well, it doesn't affect my opinion much.
She so makes up her own mind.
That's good. We like when people make up their own minds. That's perfect. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so Charlie Trotter was a chef. Why was he well known? Between Jennifer and Edna, I don't know, Roberta, if you know.
He was a self-taught chef, actually, and then he went on to win a lot of awards, James Beard Awards and stuff like that. But his big claim to fame was he kind of introduced Chicago as a food destination for people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did he have his own restaurant?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I looked it up on the internet. It's the really nice one. Yeah, really? He's quite a guy.
Really?
And a perfectionist. Right. He would, like, everything had to be perfect. Like,
perfect.
His cuts and his chops and everything. Everything you'd find with him was
kind of like this program.
Yeah.
It's everything's perfect here. All right, we're going to give you a swell prize. That'll be perfect, Edna.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. Thank you very much for listening in May, Ohio. All right, let's get May. Nay. Oh, excuse me. That's right, too. I mentioned Bob Nay. All right, let's get out of that, Michael, and on to what's going on in the world of television.
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 Univision. Television.
Our expert here. All right, so there's a reunion. Reunion. Good, Doug. Thank
reunion.
You.
Reunion. It feels so good.
All right, so on a talk show yesterday, who got together and what they do?
Well, on the talk yesterday, Doug, funny you should ask, story over at DougStepan.com, The Love Boat had a little reunion, and it was really fun.
A little?
What?
A little reunion or a big one?
A little reunion. A little reunion. They weren't like on The Love Boat. They were on a TV show. It would be a big reunion if it was on a ship. It was fun, though, because they were greeted by a group of super fans. The talk host dressed as characters from the iconic 80s series, and they all looked pretty good. Even bald Julie Chen seemed to steal the show as Captain Stubing, which is very fun. So they all hung out together. A couple of books are coming out, it looks like. And I don't know. I'd like to see the show come back. Would you watch it?
No.
You wouldn't watch it if it came back?
I didn't watch it before.
With Julie? Oh, you didn't? Oh, no. Julie with the cruise director? I still live my life like Julie. I am the cruise director. Hey, Simon Cowell's in the news today. You know, he's expecting a baby with his girlfriend, Lauren Silverman. He said, when he was talking to Extra, that his number one choice for a name is...
Simon!
Because he likes the name.
Simon.
His second choice is Eric after his
father. If anybody has any doubts.
Yeah. The story of Glee, they're coming back, they're not coming back. There's
well, they are coming, it's ending after next season, but it's probably going to spin off with Leah Michelle's character, Rachel Berry. They're saying that she's going to move to New York and pursue her Broadway dreams, and that's where the spinoff will start.
Just like Roberta.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Hey, People's Choice Awards are out. The nominations, anyway, are out. They'll be hosted by the two broke girls, Kat Dennings and Beth Bears. You can vote online now.
Really?
Yeah.
At what website?
People'sChoiceAwards.com.
Perfect. 51 after on Good Day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Let's go to the world of animals and pets and that sort of good stuff. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. We'll talk a little about the appropriate name for the new panda at the National Zoo. Also, there's some police dogs that are receiving pensions. Where would that be the case? Must have been voted on yesterday. Anyway, there's a lot of things going on in the world of what you do with your pet and how you love your pet. Warren will help you do that better in just a moment as Good Day continues.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
All right, so, Warren, a story today at DougStefan.com about some of the police dogs in England getting pensions to cover medical expenses. How much of a problem really is that? I don't know whether that we think that's silly, or do we have the same kind of a program here and just nobody ever talks about it?
You know, first of all, it's a fabulous idea. These are dogs that have put in their time, have done their service, and when they retire from active duty, very often what happens is the police officer or the dogs are given to someone and their medical problems that come up later are not taken care of. So I'm a firm believer that if a dog has served in the military, if a dog has served as a police officer's dog, that when that dog retires, they should definitely get a pension and all of their medical benefits should be paid. The pension obviously covering food and exercise and, you know, traveling, whatever. But the bottom line is they did their job, they did their service, and they don't deserve any less than the other person on two legs that was handling them.
This is in Nottingham, where the sheriff, remember from Robin Hood, $1,500 in pensions a year, animals recognized as officers. It's the first time this has been done anywhere, but you suggested it ought to be considered here in America as well.
Yeah, it's a fabulous idea. And if you think about how many lives these dogs have saved, whether they be a bomb dog, whether it be a narcotics dog, whether it be a search and rescue dog, a gun takedown dog, whatever type of training the dogs had, they have saved people's lives. They absolutely deserve to live out whatever time they have and whatever luxuries they have in retirement the same way people do. Hey, Doug, I got to bring something else up that's real important. It came up on my show this week, and it really, and I know it's going to come close to you, because I know that Charlotte is always with you when you're driving around.
Yes.
What would happen, for example, example, God forbid Doug was in an accident. I mean, heaven forbid this should happen. What would happen to Charlotte if she took off at that point? What would happen if you were in a car accident and Charlotte was home and no one knew about it? So one of the things I'm suggesting, it came up, and one of the things I'm suggesting is that all pet guardians out there, in their wallet, they should have an ID card that gives all the information about their pet, the pet's name, the age, the veterinarian, and information so they can contact, you know, a family member, a friend, if heaven forbid that happens. Someone in my audience actually had an accident. Their dog was at home for almost 48 hours before anyone realized they even had a dog.
Really?
So having a card, I think it's a great idea, having a card in your wallet that says, listen, if something happens and they have a dog at home, emergency, contact these people, I think it's going to help out an awful lot.
That's a great idea, Warren. Thank you for passing that.
Thanks a lot to my audience. You know, the listeners really tell me what's going on in the world, and it happened to someone, and then after I posted, people say, what a great idea. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out and get a card and put it in my wallet.
It's actually a pretty good idea for a person wanting to start a business. ID cards for dogs. They have the chips for dogs that we put into our dogs, so in case they get lost, you can find them on the chip. But that doesn't speak to the issue that you were just talking about.
Exactly.
What happens if something happens?
There's a nonprofit company out there that has them, but the bottom line is no one knows about it. You know, there's some great companies out there, but if people don't know about them. So it's something I'm going to do a little bit more research, and will come up in the future. I'll give you some names of perhaps where these cards are made. But in the meantime, just take a piece of paper and write your pet's name, your vet's name, your emergency phone numbers. If heaven forbid you're unconscious in a car accident, who's going to know you have dogs or cats at home?
Another story from England about this hero German shepherd that saved the young newborn baby that was abandoned in a park.
Yeah, what a fabulous story that was. You know, first of all, you know, I grew up with a German Shepherd, so I'm a little German Shepherd partial.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is they're amazing dogs. I don't think we hear the positive. You know, if there's a negative story, very often it's going to make the press. But generally speaking, when there's a real positive story like this, it doesn't get out a lot. But this one got out because it was unusual. The dog saved the baby's life, and I think this dog is an absolute hero. But I think it happens more often than we think it does.
You may be right about that. Yeah, there are a lot of dogs that just go unsung, unsung heroes. Your pet, the unsung hero. Warren Eckstein is our unsung hero when it comes to pet news.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.